GOP Representative Byron Donalds knocks Senate Republicans for enabling leftist agenda via infrastructure bill. By Wendell Hasebo on August 2, 2021. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, criticized Senate Republicans Monday for enabling the bipartisan infrastructure bill, giving Democrats a win while readying to pass the larger $3.5 trillion Trojan horse package. "I think the bigger thing to be shocked by is what's happened in the Senate. Senate Republicans who've agreed to this deal think that they're only going to get a bipartisan deal. And it's simply not true either," a Fox News reporter tweeted, quoting Donald's statement. "Democrats are going to get what they want in the House." Ak, Ianga Pressley, Cori Bush, "they've been consistent on this since the beginning of this whole bipartisan process," Donalds continued. "They've been very clear. They want to have all of their cake. They don't just want a slice of cake." Donald's statement comes as Senate Republicans voted to move ahead with a bipartisan infrastructure bill last week, which is expected to be passed by the legislative body perhaps as soon as Thursday. If passed, the bill will head to the House to be approved before going to President Biden's desk. Biden has said the success of the bill will give him early strategic investments that are needed to elect Democrats in 2021, 2022, and onward. The simple win for Biden would also set the momentum for Biden's Trojan horse $3.5 trillion infrastructure package, which includes expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, subsidized racial equity, and environmental justice initiatives. Opposed by Republicans, Democrats will attempt to pass the measure via a filibuster-immune reconciliation tactic that only necessitates a simple majority. It appears Senate Republicans believe allowing the Democrats to win by passing the bipartisan plan would cause more temperate Democrats to not support the $3.5 trillion package filled with far-left initiatives. Far-left Democrats have stated they will not vote for only one of the measures, pressuring both bills through Congress to appease the calls for bipartisanship and radical Democrats' demands for fundamentally changing America.